declare we refuse to compare ourselves, but we celebrate who you made us to be. In Jesus' name, amen. We declare it is not too late to accomplish everything God has placed in our hearts. We have not missed out on our window of opportunity. God has moments of favor in our future. He is preparing us right now because he is about to release a special grace to help us accomplish our dreams. This is our time. This is our moment. We receive it today. Imperfect people. Today's scripture. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. Luke 15:20. Most of the time we believe God loves us as long as we're making good decisions, resisting temptation, and treating people right. We know God is on our side, but there will still be times we compromise, when we have doubts, when we fail, when we don't perform perfectly. It's easy to think, God is far from us. If we make poor choices, we're on our own. But the truth is that when you fail, God doesn't turn away. He comes running towards you. When you blow it, he comes after you with a greater passion. When you make a mistake, God loves you so much that he pursues you. He won't leave you alone until he sees you restored and back on the right track. He will send people across your path to encourage you, to help you reignite your faith. That's the mercy of God coming after you, saying, "You may have blown it, but you're still my child. You may have lost faith in me, but I haven't lost faith in you." We don't have to have a perfect performance where we never fail. Certainly, we should try our best each day to honor God, but God loves imperfect people. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that your love and forgiveness of us is not based on our performance, but upon the fact that we are your children. Thank you that you love us, imperfect as we are, and that every mistake we've made and ever will make has already been paid in full. In Jesus' name, amen. When you don't understand. Today's scripture. It is God's privilege to conceal things. Proverbs 25:2. One night, the teenage son of a couple we know was killed in a car accident. You can imagine how devastated and brokenhearted they were. Many couples would get angry and perhaps blame God, letting the tragedy sour the rest of their lives. They went through a dark time, but they came through it and explained how. We made a decision that we weren't going to exchange what we do know for what we don't know. We know that God is good, that he is loving, that he's merciful, that he is for us. We would not let one situation that we don't understand cancel all that out. Maybe there's something you've gone through that doesn't make sense, and it's causing you to doubt, to live in discouragement. Quit trying to figure it all out and go back to what you know. The scripture says, we see in part now, through a glass dimly, but one day we will see in full. The best thing you can do is to drop it. If God wants you to know why, he'll tell you why. But there are some things God doesn't want us to know. If we're going to trust God, we have to be mature enough to say, God, we don't have all the answers. We trust that your ways are better than ours. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that no matter what we go through, we know that you are good and that you love us. We leave the things we don't understand in your hands and know that you will reveal or conceal things according to what's best for us. We trust that your ways are better than ours. In Jesus' name, amen. Good and beneficial words. Today's scripture. Let no unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others. Ephesians 4:29. One reason couples get stuck in one place in their relationship is because they say hurtful things, put each other down, and argue. They don't realize their mouths are keeping them from rising higher. God won't promote you as a couple if you don't have the character in your relationship to back it up. You don't have to be perfect, but you should be improving. Pay attention to what you're saying to each other. Sometimes we've spoken to each other a certain way for so long that we don't realize we're harsh, sarcastic, and condescending. Words can leave scars, tear us apart, and make us feel insecure, inferior, and not valued. Before you say something, you need to ask yourself, is this going to be beneficial to my spouse? Is it going to build them up or put them down? Is this comment going to make them feel better about who they are, or just going to feed my ego? These are tests that we have to pass. Some couples, the only thing holding them back from a healthy marriage, a growing friendship, and their best life together is their words. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that you have given us the gift of speaking words that are good and beneficial. Help us to pay attention to what we're actually saying to each other and to be honest about it. We commit ourselves to taming our tongues and using our words to build each other up. In Jesus' name, amen. You have control. Today's scripture. Do not give the devil an opportunity to lead you into sin by holding a grudge, or nurturing anger, or harboring resentment, or cultivating bitterness. Ephesians 4:27. It's easy to go through life holding on to things that weigh us down. Guilt, resentment, worry, doubt. These things come naturally in any relationship. The problem is that when we allow them in, they take up space that should be reserved for good things. Imagine your relationship as a container. God created it to be filled with joy, peace, confidence, and creativity. But if you allow worry in, it pushes out peace. If you allow guilt in, it pushes out the confidence you need. Some couples don't enjoy their life together because their relationship is filled and contaminated with so many negatives. Stress, bitterness, anger, regrets, jealousy. They wonder why they don't have room for strength, joy, passion, creativity, and happiness they should have. When the scripture says to give no place to the enemy, that includes guilt, worry, and bitterness. The negative can't come in automatically and take over. You control what comes into your relationship. You have control over negative thoughts and emotions. You have to make the choice. We're not going to give valuable space to negativity and let it poison our relationship. When you feel like being sour, bitter, holding a grudge, you have to be disciplined to say, we're not giving any room for this offense. Take inventory of what you're giving place to. Life is too short for you to go through it with negative things holding you back. A prayer for today. Father, we worship and praise your holy name. We come to you in faith, declaring that we are finished with giving any room to negative thoughts and emotions in our relationship. Thank you for setting us free. Fill us with your joy and peace as we move forward in victory. In Jesus' name, amen. The second touch. Today's scripture. Then Jesus placed his hand on the man's eyes again. And his eyes were opened. His sight was completely restored, and he could see everything clearly. Mark 8:25. In the scripture, Jesus opened the eyes of a blind man for the first time. You can imagine how thrilled he was. Then Jesus asked him, "What do you see?" The man answered, "I see people, but they look like trees walking." He could see, but everything was out of focus. Then Jesus touched his eyes a second time, and his eyes were completely healed. Many of us are like this man. We've seen God's goodness in our relationship. He's helped us get to where we are. We're grateful even though we haven't accomplished our dreams. He's made us a whole lot better together, but too often we settle for less than God's best. God has a second touch coming your way. The second touch is when you come totally out of debt, when your whole family comes to know the Lord, when God opens doors that you never dreamed would open, when God amazes you with his goodness. Don't be satisfied with better. Be grateful for what God's done, but keep your faith stirred up for the fullness of the best life together. God didn't bring you together to partially reach your destiny. What He started in your relationship, He's going to complete. A prayer for today. Father, we praise You for Your goodness and helping us to get to where we are. Thank You for being the God of second touches. We open ourselves to all You have for our future. We declare we haven't seen anything yet because You promised to amaze us with Your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. Talk about the promise. Today's scripture. You are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. Proverbs 6:2. To be snared means to be trapped. Your words can trap you and keep you from your potential. You're not snared by what you think. Negative thoughts come to all of us. But when you speak them out, you give them life. If you say, "We never get any good breaks," that stops the favor that was ordained to you. When you say, "We're not that talented or smart," that is calling in mediocrity. It's setting the limits for your lives. You may think, "We'll never get better jobs. We'll never be able to afford that nice house." Those thoughts come to all of us. You can't stop that. Our challenge is, don't give them life by speaking them out. Don't go call your friends and tell them how it's never going to happen. Let your report be, God is supplying all of our needs. It may look impossible, but with God, all things are possible. If you keep prophesying the right things, increase, favor, more than enough, you will start moving toward it. In the tough times, it's very tempting to vent your frustrations and continually talk about the problem. That's only going to make you more discouraged, and it gives that problem more life. Turn it around. Don't talk about the problem. Talk about the promise. A prayer for today. Father, we praise You for Your faithfulness in our life. Thank You that we do not have to keep being snared by the words of our mouths. We choose not to focus or talk about negative circumstances, but on Your faithful promises. Help us to keep prophesying the right things in Jesus' name. Amen. A commanded blessing. Today's scripture. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is to dwell together in unity. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Psalm 133, 1 through 3. The scripture says, one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. When there's unity in your relationship, the favor on your marriage is increased. You are 10 times more powerful when you are in agreement. That means you have 10 times the strength to overcome obstacles, to withstand attacks. You can accomplish dreams that are 10 times bigger, 10 times more rewarding. You can go so much further and live much more fulfilled if you'll keep unity in your home. Perhaps there are obstacles that you can't seem to overcome and doors that are not opening because you're operating with the strength of one. Because there's strife and division. That person God has put in your life isn't just for companionship. There's a spiritual force that's released when you live together in peace and harmony. You need the 10 times power to reach the fullness of your destiny. God has big things in store for you. It's going to take more than one of you having faith. You need the 10 times blessing that comes from unity in your home. Think about what your children can accomplish when you and your spouse are in unity. 10 times the favor, 10 times the anointing, 10 times the power is released. A prayer for today. Father, thank You that You have commanded a blessing upon us as we dwell together in unity. Thank You that we can join our faith together and overcome the obstacles we face. We believe we have 10 times power to accomplish the big things You have in store for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Strength under control. Today's scripture. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Matthew 5:5. When we hear the word meek, many times we think of someone who is weak, who can't stand up for themselves, and everyone runs over them. That's not meek at all. Meek is not weakness. It's strength under control, like a wild stallion that's been tamed. The horse is still as strong and powerful as before he was tamed. But now the strength is under control. You can ride him, but don't be fooled. He has just learned how to control his power. When you're a meek person, you don't go around trying to straighten out your critics, even if it's your spouse. People may be talking about you, but you don't let it bother you because you keep your strength under control. It's not about how you can prove yourself. If you're trying to prove yourself to a critic, all you're doing is sinking to their level. Don't fall into that trap. You are an eagle. You can rise above it. You may have the power to straighten out your critic. You may feel like giving your spouse a piece of your mind. Your emotions may tell you, pay them back, get even. Instead, listen to what the Apostle Paul told Timothy. Be calm and cool and steady. He was saying, don't give away your power. Keep your strength under control. A prayer for today. Father, we praise and bless you that Jesus is meek and humble of heart. Thank you for the blessing of meekness and great inner strength. We choose to be people of self-control. We declare that we will be calm and cool and steady and not give our power and peace away. In Jesus' name, amen. We declare we are grateful for who God is in our lives and for what he's done. We will not take for granted the people, the opportunities, and the favor he has blessed us with. We will look at what is right and not what is wrong. We will thank him for what we have and not complain about what we don't have. We will see each day as a gift from God. Our hearts will overflow with praise and gratitude for all of his goodness. Be restorers. Today's scripture. The Samaritan soothed his wounds with olive oil and wine and bandaged them. Then he put the man on his own donkey and took him to an inn where he took care of him. Luke 10:34. Jesus told the story of a good Samaritan who saw a man on the side of the road beaten and left for dead. He put him on a donkey and took him to a place where he could recover. He even walked so the injured man could ride. You're never more like God than when you're helping hurting people. One of our assignments in life is to help wipe away the tears. Are you sensitive to each other's needs, to your family and to your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers? Many times behind the smile is a person who is hurting, alone, and in turmoil. When someone is struggling, reach out, be a healer, be a restorer. Your job is not to judge. Your job is not to try to figure out if someone deserves something or to decide who is right or wrong. Your job is to lift the fallen, to restore the broken, and to heal the hurting. There is healing in your hands and voices. You are containers filled with God. Right now, you are full of encouragement, mercy, restoration, and healing. Everywhere you go, you should dispense the goodness of God. The most important thing, the two of you can become someone's miracle. A prayer for today. Father, we praise and worship you with all of our hearts. Thank you for calling us to lift the fallen, to restore the broken, and to help the hurting. Help us to see each other through your eyes and to become people of goodness. Show us how to connect with others and be healers in Jesus' name. Amen. Slow to speak. Today's scripture. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. James 1:19. In any relationship you have, you can't say everything you feel. If your spouse says or does something that makes you feel annoyed, instead of popping off and saying things you'll regret later, you need to take a deep breath and pause for 30 seconds. Think about what you're going to say. Don't speak out of your emotions and let your tongue run wild. Some things are better left unsaid. You don't have to win every argument or comment on every situation or set each other straight. Even when you know they're wrong, ask yourself, Is it worth starting World War III over? You've probably heard it said that the reason we have two ears and one mouth is because we're supposed to listen twice as much as we speak. Do you know how many headaches you would save yourself if you would just zip it up and not say things you're going to regret later? In the heat of the battle, it's easy to make hurtful comments. It takes seconds to say it, but years later, the pain will still be felt. We can and should apologize, but it doesn't make the pain go away. It's much better to be slow to speak and to think about what you're going to say and never damage your relationship. A prayer for today. Father, we thank you for your goodness and love and the faithfulness in our lives. We know that our words are powerful and that we must be disciplined to not speak out of our emotions. We choose to be slow to speak and slow to become angry. In Jesus' name, amen. Say so. Today's scripture. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Psalm 107:2. Words have creative power. When you speak something out, you give life to what you're saying. For instance, it's important to believe that you're blessed. But when you say, "We are blessed," that's when blessings come looking for you. The scripture says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." It doesn't say, "Think so," or "Believe so," or "Hope so." If you are going to go to the next level, you have to say so. If you're going to accomplish your dreams, overcome an obstacle, or break an addiction, you have to start declaring it. It has to come out of your mouth. That's how you give life to your faith. When God created worlds, he didn't just think or believe them into being. Nothing happened until he spoke. He said, "Let there be light," and light came. His words, not his thoughts, set it into motion. It's the same principle today. You can have faith in your hearts and never see anything change. What's the problem? Nothing happens until you speak. Instead of just believing you're going to get out of debt, say so. Declare every day, "We're coming out of debt. God's favor surrounds us like a shield." When you speak, good breaks, promotion, and ideas will track you down. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you that you are our creator. Thank you that when you created the worlds, you didn't just think or believe them into being, you spoke them into being. We believe that we are to speak out words that are true to the faith in our hearts, and that when we say so, you will act in Jesus' name. Amen. Live in freedom. Today's scripture. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. 2 Corinthians 3:17. In any relationship, and especially in your marriage, if you're always thinking about something negative that happened yesterday, last month, last year, there's no freedom there. This is a new day. Quit living in what was and come over into what is. Right now, the Spirit of the Lord has freedom, new beginnings, joy, peace, and restoration for you. Living in regrets of what you should have done or what could have been doesn't bring freedom. Being offended and frustrated over what didn't work out will only keep you apart. It's time to drop it and move forward. You may be a product of your past, but you don't have to be a prisoner of your past. God knew every hurt, every loss, and every mistake you would ever go through. The good news is that for every setback, he's already arranged a comeback. For every disappointment, a new beginning. For every failure, restoration. For all of the ashes, he has beauty. As a couple, you have to put your feet down and say, "That's it. We're leaving what was and we're coming over into what is. We're done carrying negative baggage. We're going to live our lives free and receive God's mercy. It's new every morning. We're going to keep moving forward, knowing that our best days are still ahead." A prayer for today. Father, thank you that your Spirit is working in our lives and bringing us into freedom. Thank you that we can make a clear break with the past and enter into the new beginning and the joy you have for us. We declare that we are leaving behind what was and coming in to what is. In Jesus' name, amen. Strengthen each other. Today's scripture. David was greatly distressed, but David encouraged and strengthened himself in the Lord his God. 1 Samuel 36. 13 years after David was anointed to be the next king of Israel, he was still living as a fugitive from King Saul. One day he and his 600 men came home from a battle and found their city had been attacked and burned. Their possessions had been taken and their families taken captive. It was the worst defeat of David's life. This was the darkest hour. The scripture says he and his men wept until they could not weep anymore. He was tempted to think, God, this is the final straw. I've been doing the right thing year after year. I'm done. But David made a decision. I am not allowing this weariness to stay. I am strong in the Lord. I am anointed. You can talk yourself and each other into defeat or into victory. When you speak the right way, strength comes, courage comes, vision comes, healing comes. Don't let battle fatigue keep you as a couple from your dreams. When it's the most difficult and you face the greatest temptation to give up, the victory is near. The scripture says, let the weak say, I am strong. Turn the discouragement around and say, yes, this is tough, but we are strong in the Lord. Encourage and strengthen each other in the Lord. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that the power of your life in us is greater than the greatest force that could ever come against us. Thank you that we can put the fatigue behind us and stir up our faith in you. We believe that no weapon that is formed against us will prosper. In Jesus' name, amen. Be young and strong. Today's scripture. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalm 103:5. The reason some people aren't young and strong in their spirit, vibrant and passionate about life, is there's no room for God to fill them with good things. All the space is taken up with negatives. Worry will make you weak. Living stressed out will make you old, give you wrinkles, and take your passion. Being bitter, angry, and resentful will shorten your lives. The same can be said for your relationship. Is God trying to fill your relationship with good things, but there's no room? Instead of hanging on to anger after an argument, say, God, I forgive them. I let it go. You don't just forgive. You make room for God to fill you with good things. That's when He'll give you beauty for ashes, joy for mourning. You're in a tough time. The bills have piled up and you could be upset and worried. Instead, say, God, we trust you. We know that you're fighting our battles. You just made room for God to fill you with abundance. You'll have peace in the midst of the storm. Empty out discouragement and He'll fill you with joy. If you make room, God promises He'll not only fill you with good things, but He'll keep your relationship young and strong. A prayer for today. Father, thank you for the promise that you fill our relationship with good things. We choose to empty out the worry so you can fill us with peace, to empty out the discouragement so you can fill us with joy. We declare that you will keep our relationship young and strong. In Jesus' name, amen. Prisoners of Hope. Today's scripture. Return to the stronghold, you prisoner of hope. Even today I declare that I will restore double to you. Zechariah 9:12. Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers. Then he was falsely accused and put in prison. He could have gotten bitter with his family. Joseph had many opportunities to pull up his anchor of hope in God, but he kept it down. Through all the trouble, his attitude was, God, you have the final say. People don't determine my destiny. Bad breaks can't keep me from my purpose. All the forces of darkness cannot stop your plan for my life. Because he was anchored to hope, he was vindicated, promoted, and put in charge of the nation of Israel. To be a prisoner of hope means that you can't get away from it. You're held by it. You should be discouraged, but in spite of all that's come against you as a couple, as with Joseph, you still believe you're going to see your dreams come to pass. You know that if God is for you, none will dare be against you. One of you may have what seems to be an incurable sickness. You both could be stressed out, but you know nothing can snatch either of you out of God's hand. Your hope is in God, who breathed life into you. He is the God who took Joseph from the pit to the palace. Keep your hope in the Lord. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that we are prisoners of hope and that you've promised to restore back double everything we've lost. Thank you that you alone determine our destiny and nothing can stop your plan for our lives. We believe your word is true. In Jesus' name, amen. Created in his image. Today's scripture. So God created mankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Genesis 1:27. When God created you in his image, he put a part of himself in both of you. You could say that you have the DNA of Almighty God. You are destined to do great things, destined to leave your mark on this generation. Now here's the key. He is not just the creator of the universe, the all-powerful God. He's your heavenly Father. You have his DNA. Imagine what you can do. But too many times we don't realize who we are. We focus on our weakness, what we don't have, the mistakes we've made, and the family we've come from. We end up settling for mediocrity when we were created for greatness. If you're going to break out of average, you need to remind yourself, we have the DNA of the Most High God. Greatness is in our genes. We come from a bloodline of champions. When you realize who you are, you won't go around intimidated and insecure thinking, we're lacking, we're not talented, we come from the wrong families. No, you come from the right family. Your Father created it all. When you know who you are, you'll start thinking like winners, talking like winners, and carrying yourself like winners. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you that you created us in your image. And you have made us your children. Thank you that because you are our heavenly Father, we have a destiny to do great things. We declare we will not settle for mediocrity or ever say we've reached our limits. In Jesus' name, amen. We declare a legacy of faith over our lives. We declare that we will store up blessings for future generations. Our lives are marked by excellence and integrity. Because we are making right choices and taking steps of faith, others will want to follow us. God's abundance is surrounding our lives today. Steadfast and immovable. Today's scripture. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. The Apostle Paul's statement is a powerful choice we need to make as a couple. We're not going to be moved by our circumstances. We're not going to let what others say to us, or even what we say to each other at times, to steal our joy. We're not going to live worried about our finances. We're going to do our best and trust God to do what we can't do. We're not going to live in guilt and frustration because we know God's mercy is bigger than any mistake. As long as you're allowing circumstances to determine whether or not you're going to be happy, your life together is going to be like a roller coaster ride. God is saying, be steadfast, be immovable, go deep in your faith. Rather than try to use your faith to control your circumstances, use your faith to control yourself in the midst of those circumstances. When you stay in peace, That's a place of power and the key to a good relationship. You don't get upset by a setback or live discouraged because your plans don't work out, because you know God has something bigger in store. You have made the decision. We have the grace from God to handle anything that comes our way. A prayer for today. Father, we worship you because you are worthy to be praised. Thank you for your peace and joy as we put our trust in you. Help us to be steadfast and consistent, unmovable by the ups and downs of life. We believe you have given us the grace to handle anything that comes our way. In Jesus' name, amen. Promotion. Today's scripture. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. 1 Samuel 16:7. Sometimes we're being our best as a couple, honoring God, but it doesn't seem like it's making a difference. We're not making much progress or getting good breaks. It's easy to get discouraged and think God must have forgotten about us. In the scripture, David had a job of taking care of his father's sheep. What he was doing was insignificant in his family's eyes, and they discounted him. They looked on the outside, but David had a heart after God. He didn't slack off because no one was watching or cared. He just kept being his best wherever he was. And one day the prophet Samuel showed up to anoint one of David's father's sons as the next king. It was David who was anointed over his seven brothers. Just because people leave you out doesn't mean God leaves you out. People may overlook you or judge you by your height, your talent, your skin color. God looks on the inside. He sees your faithfulness, your dedication, your integrity. The good news is that promotion doesn't come from people. It comes from the Lord. If you keep being faithful and honoring God, He'll take you from the background to the foreground. People may try to push you down, but God will lift you up. People don't determine your destiny. God does. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you that you are not limited to seeing us as other people see us. Thank you that you see our hearts and you know our faithfulness and our dedication to you. We believe that promotion comes from you and that you are propelling us towards our destiny. In Jesus' name, amen. Better is coming. Today's scripture. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning of it. Ecclesiastes 7:8. You may have had a rough start in your relationship, but you don't have to have a rough finish. Better is the end. Maybe you've both had a lot of disappointments, had your hearts broken and dreams that didn't work out. Don't dwell on what happened yesterday. God is saying, something better is coming. You may be going through a rough spot today, but don't stay focused on it. Better is coming. Now don't cancel out the better by dwelling on the negative, the regrets, the failures. If your mind is always in yesterday, you'll always be moving in that direction. You can't go forward looking backward. You could easily go through life not trusting each other, bitter and resentful. But everything you've gone through deposited something on the inside. You're not defined by your past. You're prepared by your past. You're stronger, more experienced, and have a greater confidence. If the past hadn't happened, you wouldn't be prepared for the better that's coming your way. You may have made some mistakes, but you can't do anything about what happened yesterday. Living with guilt and condemnation is not going to make anything better. It's time to drop it. You'll not only feel a weight lift off of you, but you will step into the better things God has in store. A prayer for today. Father, thank you for our pasts, the successes and victories, as well as the mistakes and failures. Thank you that the past has prepared us for today and for better things you have in store for us. We believe breakthroughs are coming, new opportunities are coming, and healings are coming in the name of Jesus. Amen. Keep strife out. Today's scripture. A home filled with strife and division destroys itself. Mark 3:25. One of the biggest challenges you may face as a couple is getting along with each other. We have different personalities, different temperaments, and come from different backgrounds. When we don't agree with each other, or one of us is not doing what the other likes, it's easy to get in conflict, to argue, to try to straighten each other out, to prove our point. Before long, we're at odds, mad at each other, and living offended. What's happened? We've allowed strife in. Strife is a negative force that brings division, but peace promotes unity. You can feel the tension, the stress, the disharmony. If we realize the destructive force that strife is, we would be more careful to not allow it into our relationship. When we let our guard down and say things that are disrespectful, hurtful, or demeaning, we're not just damaging our relationship, we're inviting the destructive spirit of strife into our marriage. That's why the scripture says, "Give no place to the enemy." Every couple will have an occasional argument and say wrong words, but it's dangerous to allow strife to become a part of who we are as a couple. When we're constantly fighting, arguing, saying hurtful things, being disrespectful, and our home is filled with tension, that's a sign that we're headed down the wrong path. A prayer for today. Father, thank you. You brought us together to love each other and to bless each other through our words and actions. We recognize the destructive power of strife and give no place to it in our relationship. We believe your peace will rule in and through our lives. In Jesus' name. Crowned by Almighty God. Today's scripture. You have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Revelations 5:10. The scripture speaks about how God has made us to be kings and priests to him. You need to start seeing each other as a king and a queen. Start carrying yourself as royalty, not in arrogance, thinking that you're better than others, but in humility. Be proud of who God has made you to be. You are no better than anyone else, but you are not less than anyone else. Understand, your Father in heaven put a crown of honor on your heads. Now start thinking as royalty, talking as royalty, walking as royalty, and treating each other as royalty. If the two of you start seeing yourself as the king and queen God made you to be, you would never be intimidated again. You don't have to be the most talented, the most educated, or the most successful to feel good about yourself. Because you come from a long line of royalty, you can do like royalty. Just be at ease. Be kind and be confident, knowing that you are one of a kind. You may not think you're the most beautiful woman in the world, but be confident. You're the queen. You may not be the most successful man, but stand tall. You're a king. You are crowned not by people, but by Almighty God. A prayer for today. Father, we lift our eyes to you and celebrate who you have made us. We believe you have crowned us with favor to be royalty. Thank you that you see us as royalty even when we failed. We declare by faith that we are becoming more and more like who you say we are, in Jesus' name. Self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Today's scripture. I can do all things through him who strengthens and empowers me. To fulfill his purpose, I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Philippians 4:13. If you've always depended on others for your approval and self-worth, counting on somebody else to make you happy, you'll become needy and a burden. Your friends and your spouse are dealing with enough issues without having to work on yours. They're not responsible for your happiness. If you've based your value on how people treat you or what they give you, when they don't measure up to what you expect, you're going to feel devalued. But when you go to God for your approval and value, nobody can take that away. You're a child of the Most High God, and he's already approved you. That's where you get your value. The Apostle Paul said he was self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. When we know that the God who created the universe lives in us, that he's equipped and empowered us, and that He approves us, we don't have to have other people's approval. If you're not getting what you expect from each other, let that be okay. You can affirm and approve yourself. You are self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. You can feel good about who you are, knowing that God handpicked you, He breathed life into you, and He put seeds of greatness on the inside of you. A prayer for today. Father, we love You and give You all praise and glory. We know that it is only in You that we find our value and worth, and that it's impossible to get it from each other or other people. We declare ourselves as sufficient in Christ's sufficiency, and we don't need others' approval. In Jesus' name, amen. The Best Pathways. Today's Scripture. The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Psalm 32:8. God has the wisdom, the guidance, and the direction we need for our lives together, but it doesn't happen automatically. Every morning we have to go to Him and say, God, make the path clear and show us what to do and give us the words to speak. This is a daily act of surrender. It takes humility to say, God, You know what's best for us. We can't do this on our own. Open the right doors, close the wrong doors, show us the best path. The Scripture says that when we acknowledge God in all of our ways, He will direct our path. Too often we make our own plans without consulting God, and then we ask Him to bless them. We wonder why it's a struggle. The right way is to ask God first. God, is this what You want us to do? Should we start this remodel project? Should we take this trip? Should we make this purchase? Should we accept the job in another state? If you feel peace about it, go forward. If not, hold off. God knows what's best for you. If you take time to acknowledge God and ask Him to keep you on the right path, not only will your day go better, but God will keep you from making major mistakes. A prayer for today. Father, we love and praise You that You are the all-knowing God who has promised to guide us along the best paths for our lives. We gladly surrender our lives and plans to You and ask You to direct us together. We ask You to open the right doors and close the wrong ones in Jesus' name. No excuses. Today's Scripture. But they all alike begin to make excuses. Luke 14:18. It's easy to come up with reasons for why we can't be happy, why we can't accomplish a dream, why we can't overcome a problem in our relationship. Excuses give us permission to stay where we are and settle for less than God's best as a couple. As long as you're holding on to something that happened in the past or blaming how you behave on something your spouse does that bothers you, you'll be stuck where you are. We're asking you to throw out the excuses. You have to say, I refuse to live with a chip on my shoulder, upset and offended. If you get rid of excuses, God will be your vindicator. He will pay you back for the hurt. This is your opportunity to step up to a new level. Now have the attitude, our relationship is a gift from God, and we're going to enjoy it in spite of whatever is in the past. No excuses to live unhappy or settle for mediocrity. We're pursuing our goals and overcoming obstacles that have held us back. We are children of the Most High God, crowned with favor. No excuses to give up on our dreams. We will become all God has created us to be, our best together. A prayer for today. Father, we love You and praise Your holy name. We let go of all excuses and refuse to settle for less than Your best for us as a couple. Thank You that our relationship is a gift from You, and we're going to enjoy it. We declare that we will become all You created us to be, in Jesus' name. We declare that God has a great plan for our lives. He is directing our steps, and even though we may not always understand how, we know our situation is no surprise to God. He will work out every detail to our advantage. In His perfect timing, everything will turn out right. Chosen. Today's scripture. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the people on the face of the earth to be His people, His treasured possession. Deuteronomy 7:6. In the scripture, there was a prostitute named Rahab who had made a lot of poor choices in her life and wore the labels failure, outcast, worthless, no future. One day, Joshua and all the Israelites were about to attack the city of Jericho where Rahab lived. And of all the people God could have used to protect the Israelite spies sent into that city, He chose Rahab. Risking her own life, she hid them from the king. When the city was conquered, Rahab and her family were the only ones saved. What's interesting is that Rahab later married a Jewish man, and their great-great-grandson was named David. This means that Rahab, a former prostitute, is in the family line of Jesus Christ. People constantly put labels on us, telling us what we can and cannot become, what we do or do not have. Many times, these labels are not in agreement with what God says about us. You may have made some mistakes, but you need to remove the wrong labels. Quit thinking about what people have said about the two of you. They'll never amount to anything. They're not very talented or smart. Don't believe those lies. God says you have been fearfully and wonderfully made. He has amazing things planned for your future. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you that you never give up on anyone, including us. Thank you for your amazing grace that made Rahab one of your treasured possessions and placed her in the family of your son. We believe that you have chosen us to be your treasured possessions as well. In Jesus' name. Learn to be content. Today's scripture. I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Philippians 4:11-12. It's good to have dreams and goals. We should be stretching our faith. But while we're waiting for promises to come to pass, we shouldn't be discontent where we are, being unhappy, frustrated, and wondering if something is going to change is not going to make it happen any sooner. When we're discontent, we're dishonoring God. We're so focused on what we want that we're taking for granted what we have. The right attitude is, God, we're believing for this, but we're happy with what we have. The Apostle Paul said he had to learn to be content. It's a choice you have to make. Being content doesn't mean that we don't want change, that we give up on our dreams, or that we settle where we are. It means we're not frustrated. We're trusting God's timing. We know He is working behind the scenes, and at the right time, He will get us to where we're supposed to be. Some situations will not change until we change, such as when we're frustrated thinking, why is it taking so long? If God has us there, we must need it. He's going to use it to do a good work in us. When we're content, we're growing and developing character. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that no matter what our circumstances are, that we don't have to live stressed and frustrated. Thank you that you have a purpose in where we are and what we are doing. Help us to learn to be content and enjoy every day, knowing you are faithful, in Jesus' name. Sing to the promise. Today's scripture. Then Israel sang this song, "Spring up, O well. All of you sing to it." Numbers 21:17. All of us have things we're believing for as couples, dreams we want to accomplish, problems we're hoping to turn around. We know God has put a promise in our hearts, but we don't see how it can happen. This is how the Israelites felt in Numbers 21. They were in a hot, barren desert and desperate for water when they came to a place where there was a very old, dry well. God told Moses to gather the people around, and he would give them water. But there was something the Israelites had to do. The scripture says that when it looked impossible, instead of complaining, they began to sing. Spring up, O well. They were making a declaration of faith. They all sang to the well. That was the key. It didn't make sense in the natural, but they started singing this phrase over and over, and suddenly water began to shoot up out of that well. There are promises God has put in you. Your circumstances may say, it's not going to happen. You have to do as they did and sing to the promise together. Your praise, your thanksgiving, and your declaration of faith are what causes healing, abundance, and breakthroughs to spring up. Sometimes we're waiting on God, but God's waiting on us. Why don't you start calling forth those promises He has put in your heart? A prayer for today. Father, we thank You for the promises You have put in our hearts for healing, abundance, and breakthroughs. Teach us what it means to sing to our promises together. We give You thanks and declare that they are springing up even now in Jesus' name. What are you expecting? Today's scripture. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it with good things. Psalm 81:10. Jesus said, according to your faith, it will be done to you. He was saying, in effect, if the two of you have a cup, I'll fill your cup with blessings. If you have a barrel, I'll fill your barrel. If you have a barn, I'll fill your barn. The question is, do you have your mouths open wide? What are you expecting as a couple? If you take the limits off God and expect His far and beyond favor, He won't disappoint you. When you have your mouths open wide, you're not just believing you will make the mortgage payments, you're believing you'll pay off your house and live totally debt-free. You're not just praying that God will keep your child out of trouble. You're praying He makes your child mighty in the land and uses him to do great things. That's barn level. God promises that if you'll open your mouths wide, He will fill them. But it all starts with your capacity to receive. You can't go around thinking thoughts of mediocrity and expect to excel. You can't think thoughts of lack and expect to have abundance. The two don't go together. Take the limits off of God. Throw away that cup or barrel and come over to the barn-sized level. God is a God of abundance. A prayer for today. Father, we praise You that You are the God of abundance. We believe that You want to do something new and amazing in our lives. We're making room for Your far and beyond favor, and we declare that we have positioned our empty containers before You to fill. In Jesus' name. Be transformed. Today's scripture. But we all, with unveiled face, behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Too many couples are so focused on what they're not doing right and mistakes they've made in the past that they are unhappy with who they are right now. If you feel guilty, condemned, and upset that you're not further along, that's going to hold you back from growing in your relationship. Quit taking inventory of all your faults. You may have a lot wrong with you, but you have a lot right with you. The key is to learn to accept yourself while you're in the process of being transformed from glory to glory. You may not realize it, but you're in a phase of glory right now. Learn to enjoy the glory that you're in while God is changing you and taking you to the next level of glory. You have to start accepting yourself right where you are as a couple, faults and all. You're not a finished product. God is the potter and you are the clay. He's still working on you. It's time to say, God, we know that only You can give us the grace to change. We're going to do our best, but in the meantime, we're going to accept ourselves and enjoy the glory that we're in right now. A prayer for today. Father, You are the potter and we're the clay. Thank You for the countless things You have made happen for our good and the promise that You are taking us from glory to glory. We believe that You are working right now by Your grace to lift us to another level of glory. In Jesus' name. Pure joy. Today's scripture. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. James 1:2. When dark clouds are over your head and you feel as though life is depressing and gloomy, remember that right above those dark clouds, the sun is shining.